You're with SBS Radio.
Nabiyak ang isang iganting kawayan upang magbigay buhay kina malakas at maganda ang ating bersyon ni na Adam and Eve. Yan ang bagong alamat na magpapaliwanag sa kwento ni April Adams, isang Filipino-Australian professional boxer, two-time Queensland state champion, at two-time Australian champion sa super bantamweight category. Kamakailan lamang ay lumaban si April sa Denmark para sa WBO super bantamweight title laban sa Danish na si Diana Thorsland. Sa kalagitnaan ng kanyang ensayo dito sa Brisbane, nakilala natin si April Adams, ang kanyang inang si Luz Viminda at ang kanyang coach na si John Bastabo. Narito ang ating panayam sa kanila.
Tell us again, how did you get started or how did you get into boxing?
Well, I first started combat sports as a form of getting fit. I was a bit of a gym junkie in my youth, and I loved the idea of getting in there, working hard. And as I developed my skill set, I decided, you know, why am I training so hard? So that's when I decided to make the decision and plunge in and jump in the ring. And ever since then, I just fell in love with the sport. My first couple of fights, I actually hid it from my parents. Obviously, you know, being a parent, they're going to worry about you, and especially being a female, it's not something that they would want to see their little girl doing. So for the first couple of fights, I didn't quite tell them, but eventually they caught on, and I had to tell them that I'm actually competing. But when I turned professional, they were both very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
We're also being joined by April's mom, Luz Viminda. Kumusta naman po and congratulations on all the achievements of April.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you remember the time when April first spoke to you about her interest in boxing or her interest in pursuing a professional career in boxing?
She didn't tell me anything. I remember one night she came home, get out of the car, limping, so I ran downstairs. I said, what happened to my daughter? I opened the door, and the first thing she said to me is, Mom, I won. And I saw this big belt on his waist. I said, what did you win again? I said, Mom, I'm boxing. I almost fainted. My only daughter, my only child is boxing. Mm. But then, of course, that's what she wants to do, so, you know, we support her.
So you were surprised, obviously.
I was surprised because she has a degree in journalism, because I was thinking that because I have a degree in mass communication, and when I was in the Philippines, I wrote some stories, you know, I was a gossip columnist.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
So I thought she would follow my footsteps, but no, she preferred boxing.
Yeah, she'd rather be in the headlines
than
chasing the headlines. So, well, I know it takes a lot of heart and courage to watch your daughter sort of like get her there in the ring.
Yes,
at what point did you stop worrying about her? I mean, she's got four titles, two state titles, two Australian titles. I mean, she obviously can take care of herself, but at what point did you stop worrying, or do you still worry about her?
As a mother, no, I never stop worrying. You know, I go to the venue of her fight, but I will be outside. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my rosary and praying. Mm-hmm. Because I think no mother would like to see her daughter getting punched on the face, you know. I always, you know, ask her, are you hurt? Are you hurt? Are you hurt? No, Mom, I'm okay. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, I know if she's she can look after herself, she can, you know. But I'm a mom. I always worry. Mm-hmm.
Gaano kahalaga sa iyo, Luz, na mapanatili ang kumbagay pagkakilala niya sa kulturang Pilipino? After all, you know, boxing is the second most popular sport
yes,
in the Philippines next to basketball.
Tinuturo ko pa rin sa kanya yung ating mga kultura at bilang ina, lagi ko pa rin sinasabi sa kanya na be humble. You know, kahit na anong narating mo, dapat ang mga paa mo ay nakatungtong pa rin sa lupa. At ganun pa rin ang ginagawa niya. Marunong pa rin siyang tumingin sa kanyang pinanggalingan at marunong pa rin siyang gumalang sa kultura natin at sa mga taong nag-invest sa kanya para marating niya ang kanyang kinaroroonan ngayon.
Back to you, April. You got two state titles and two Australian titles. A pretty impressive record that you have there. What do you think are the highlights in your
career. How long has it been since you started professional boxing?
Well, I first started professionally in 2015. So I guess my professional career is actually quite short compared to most people. So I just got back from Denmark to fight for the WBO Super Bantamweight World title in Denmark, which was absolutely amazing to actually get to that point and be an Australian female boxer at a world level. I guess I just can't be prouder of myself to even get to that stage. It was a very tough fight, which I expected it to be at that world level. But, you know, we didn't come home with the win, but it opened so many doors for me now. So being a female in Australia in a sport that isn't very well received, I think it's a great achievement, and now I've got other opportunities elsewhere opening up.
I understand that you're a journalism major as well.
Yeah, I graduated in 2010, and I then got a job in politics. So I was working for Tim Mander for about 4 years.
Deputy leader of the opposition now,
yeah,
Tim Mander.
Yeah, former rugby league ref. Yeah, so I worked with him for 4 years, but at the same time I was trying to train like a full-time athlete. So it got to a point where I had to make a choice whether I give up training and focus on my career or put everything into my training.
Joining us as well is April Adams' coach, John Bastable. Thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
What sort of training strategies that you guys follow to improve her footwork?
With footwork, it's a combination of a lot of things. We do, you know, strength and conditioning is probably the one thing that we outsource. Everything else we really do in-house. So, you know, we're doing bag work and, you know, pad work, and then we're doing partner drills. We do a lot of different training to work that, and if a particular fight, we'll work on particular things for a certain fighter. So, you know, we try to keep everything in-house as much as we can.
Not too long ago, maybe 2 years ago, she had an interview with T2T, and it was discussing, you know, the struggles or the challenges of having to find an appropriate sparring partner. Is that still a challenge, or are you able to find somebody who can spar?
No, we're really lucky. So I've probably got three of the best girls in the country at the moment. So along with April, we've got Beck Rawlings, who was a UFC fighter, bare knuckle world champion, and now is signed to Bellator. And we have Bianca Elmer from Sydney. So Bianca's former Olympian Com Games and now is Australian pro champion and is fighting for April's WBO regional belt in October. So we're really blessed. I've got great in-house sparring. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Back to you, April. Being a journalism graduate and an elite athlete yourself, what else do you reckon the media should do to help report the victories and the achievements of female athletes, or promote the public interest of watching more sports played by women?
I believe it's all about recognition. And yes, we may not be televised as much, we may not be paid as much as the men, but I think just starting with just pure recognition that we are able to compete at an elite level, I believe that's so important. I mean, a lot of female athletes don't do it just to be recognized. They do it for the pure love of it. They do it for the challenge. And to be recognized for that, I think that's so important. And the more recognition we get, the more support we'll get from the general public.
How important is it for you to represent both your parents' culture in a worldwide stage of boxing?
I believe being half Filipino and half Australian is of great benefit. Of course, the Philippines, they love their boxing. It's ingrained in their culture. So to have that a part of me really means a lot. And to represent Australia overseas is just an amazing feeling as it is. Not many people get that opportunity, but to be able to have both sides, I guess I feel very privileged.
Para lubos niyo makilala ang ating pambatong kamao na si April Armageddon Adams, bisitahin ang kanyang Facebook page. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
sbs.com.au